chapter 21. We read the first 9 verses this morning. Concentrated on verses 6 through 9. And that's what we want to read tonight, is verses 6 through verse 9. Numbers 21, verses 6 through 9. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Again, in verse 6, we read fiery serpents among the people. And they bit the people, and much of Israel died. Again, it is a situation of great fear. I'm sure there was a lot of panic, a great sense of dread. People were very distressed. No doubt there was a great uneasiness. It'd be hard to go to sleep. It'd be hard to do just about anything. A lot of apprehension. The people come to Moses. And this is what people do when they get in these situations. Again, they've already expressed they didn't have much use for Moses. But in this situation, that's who they came to. And they confessed that they had sinned. They murmured against the Lord, murmured against Moses. And they pleaded for Moses to pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And it's an amazing thing that we read here, and Moses prayed for the people. This isn't our subject, but just as a side note, a Christian leader must be able to rise above ill treatment and pray for those very same people. And that's what Moses did here, and he did it in several other places as well. In verse 8, God gives Moses the remedy for these people that had been bitten by these serpents. And the remedy, as we saw this morning, is a type of Jesus Christ. It's a type of Christ upon the cross. And the people, when they beheld that serpent of brass upon a pole, they were healed. And that, of course, is a beautiful picture of salvation. It is a picture of the deliverance that comes in salvation from the curse of the law. So again, we want to look at this event. Tonight we want to make application to the saved. Again, fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. I want to speak on living in the land of poisonous snakes. It's where we live. We live amongst fiery serpents. It's been that way ever since the fall of man. Fiery serpents among the people. That speaks of danger. That speaks of great danger. For they bit the people. The result, and much of Israel died. Much of over 2 million much out of over 2 million people died. So it's very obvious that there was an abundance of these fiery serpents. It wasn't just a couple. There was a great abundance of these snakes. They were everywhere. They were everywhere. They were on the ground. They were in the bushes. They were in the wood piles. They were beneath things. They were behind things. And I'm sure they got in the tents of the people. So everywhere you went, there were these fiery serpents or poisonous snakes. Everywhere you went, these snakes could strike. Everyone was in danger. Infants, young adults, old adults. Everyone was in danger because these serpents could be anywhere. They could strike anyone at any time. And it's still true today. Fiery serpents among the people. And it is true today that there are fiery serpents among the people of God. Fiery serpents among the people, and these serpents bit the people. Everywhere we go, there are these poisonous snakes. And God's people must live in awareness that there are fiery serpents. If you live in a place where there are poisonous snakes, if you have any sense at all, you're going to be careful where you step. You're going to be careful everything you do. You live in awareness that if you move something, there could be a poisonous snake behind it. You move a rock, there could be a poisonous snake. You live in awareness of that danger. So they're everywhere. And we're all vulnerable to their bite. We're all vulnerable to their venom. Therefore, Paul exhorted the Ephesians in Ephesians 5, verse 15. He said, "See," that is, make certain, or see to it, "that ye," it's a personal responsibility, "walk," or live, "circumspectly." That is, with caution, with care. It means that you're on guard. It means that you're watchful, that you're alert, that you're very attentive, you're vigilant. Why? Because there are poisonous snakes everywhere. And they're not friendly. They are ready to strike. So be careful where you walk. Always be watching. Always be alert in all things. Because there are poisonous snakes everywhere, ready to strike. Walk circumspectly. That is, be on the lookout. Be mindful of everything you do. Conduct your life in a very deliberate manner. Step by step. The degree of the danger, the degree of possible harm, determines the degree of caution. These snakes are everywhere, which we'll see here in a little bit. And we've all been bitten, and we'll be bit again. And the degree and the danger is great. So therefore, we're to be, again, The caution is to the degree of the danger. Extreme caution is absolutely necessary. We see this all through the Word of God. We see the words, beware, watch, awake, take heed. All of those are words that indicate there's danger. Beware. There's danger. We're to walk very carefully because these snakes are everywhere. They can strike at any time. They are of a great variety. Every sin is like a fiery serpent. Every sin is poisonous. Doesn't matter what the sin is. All sin has venom. It is of a poisonous nature. And it is a deadly venom. Venom is an immobilizing substance. It is toxic, deadly saliva. That's venom. And sin is the most deadly of all venom. It impacts and paralyzes every part of man. This is a deadly serpent. It impacts everything in an individual's life. It infects everything that belongs to man. Sin does not just impact the area of the bite. Sin is a poison that will spread through the entire system. Now, if you get bit by a poisonous snake, you have enough sense to know that you don't just rub a little alcohol on the place of the bite and everything's okay. You've got a problem in your system now. There's an inward problem. And that must be addressed. And so it is with sin. Sin is not something you just rub a little ointment on. Sin is something that affects and spreads through our entire system. It affects everything about us. It's a deadly serpent. We read in Genesis 1 verse 31 concerning creation. It was very good. God looked upon His creation and He declared, it is good. There was nothing out of order. There was no chaos. There was no conflict. There was no struggle. There was no pain. There was no disease. There was no decline. There was no death. But then you come to Genesis chapter 3. And the serpent of sin struck, and everything changed. Everything was changed. And now all of creation went into a deadly decline. Wherever there is sin, there is damage. Even if you don't see the damage, there is damage. Every sin brings destruction and devastation. misery. Sin is a disabling power, just like the venom of a poisonous snake. And the disabling power of sin is illustrated by the many maladies and disabilities that Christ healed during His earthly ministry. I believe all of those are a picture of sin, picture of unsaved man. The cases of demon possession illustrate the enslaving power and controlling power of sin. The cases of blindness, of course, indicate the blinding power of sin. The cases of leprosy indicate the spreading power of sin. Sin doesn't just stay in one spot. It spreads. The cases of fever illustrate the restlessness that sin causes. The cases of paralysis illustrate the crippling power of sin. The cases of the deaf illustrate the effect that sin has upon our hearing. The cases of begging illustrate the stripping power of sin. All the venom of sin. It affects man's physical, his mental, his emotional, and spiritual well-being. That venom, again, circulates through our entire system. And it affects our brains, our emotions, and everything about us. So it's a very dreadful thing. It degrades human character. It decimates civilization, societies, individuals. All the suffering and the trouble, the pain, the agony, and the sorrow that the venom of sin has caused. And every single sin is like that poisonous serpent. Now, there are many species of these serpents. They're all deadly. And they're everywhere, and they can strike at any time. And you know good and well, if you're out in your yard and you get bit by a poisonous snake, you're going to get concerned. And when these vipers strike, it ought to concern us greatly. There is the serpent of pride. It's everywhere. You can strike at any time. You can be worshiping God, and that serpent strikes. And that venom can spread throughout your system. There is the serpent of self-righteousness. This is a serpent that has struck many of God's people. They're serving God. They're doing what's right. They're living right. All of a sudden, this serpent of self-righteousness strikes. It's deadly. It's a deadly venom. There's the serpent of self. Again, it's everywhere. There's the serpent of bitterness. Deadly venom. Bitterness. And the thing about bitterness is people justify their bitterness. Well, if they wouldn't have done such and such, I wouldn't be bitter. But don't you see, you're the one dying. You're the one dying. You're the one with the venom in you, going through your system. The serpent of bitterness can strike at any time. The serpent of anger. That serpent slithers everywhere. And again, it could strike at any time. There's a serpent of envy, which usually we could say is the effect of the serpent of bitterness or self-righteousness. The serpent of envy. We begin to think that we deserve something. We deserve it more than someone else. That's based in self-righteousness. But the serpent of envy will lead also to bitterness. There's a serpent of impatience. Impatience can be deadly. Impatience can kill you. The serpent of murmuring. There's a serpent of discouragement. Everything's going fine, and then all of a sudden, that serpent strikes. And discouragement, that venom spreads through your system. There's a serpent of worldliness, covetousness. Serpents of apathy, doubt, unbelief, and on we could go. These are all the various species of fiery serpents. Have we not all been bit? We've all been bit by these serpents. And we all know full well that they could strike at any time. They're everywhere. That's why we're to be so careful. They strike without warning. And they have a very powerful and disabling effect. Beware of the snakes. I'm here to tell you, if I see a sign that says beware of snakes, I'm not going anywhere near that field or whatever it is. Not happening. Beware of snakes. They are everywhere. And they're lethal. They're life-threatening serpents. Every time we sin, that is life-threatening venom. It can destroy us. Beware of snakes. They're everywhere. They lurk in the television. Well, it's pretty hard to watch the television without being bit by one of these serpents. And the radio, the computer, all forms of social media, books, magazines, etc. Beware of the serpents. And you could just be thumbing through a magazine and there's an advertisement and you're bit. Fiery serpents among the people. You'll find them in your circumstances. There are these serpents. Whether they be good circumstances, bad circumstances, these serpents lurk in our circumstances. They get in our houses. Serpents are in our homes. Beware of serpents even in the home. You're not safe at home from the fiery serpent. They can strike. They can be anywhere. They can strike at any time. There are serpents that slither through the church. We're not immune from the fiery serpents when we're in the house of God. We're not immune when we're in the Spirit and worshiping God. They can strike at any time. Beware of the snakes. They lurk in careers. Whatever your career is, whatever your job is, there's fiery serpents slithering everywhere. They're in our marriages. They're in our marriages. They're in all of our relationships. We're always in danger. You walk down the street, you drive down the street, wherever you go, there are these fiery serpents. And they can strike with pinpoint accuracy at any time. Beware of the snakes. Beware of the snakes. When things are going great, things are going well, be aware that there are snakes all around you. You're not immune. None of us are. And we do not build up an immunity to their venom either. It's deadly. They inject deadly venom. Beware of the snakes. Fiery serpents among the people. And they strike with numbing potency. How many people today have been bit? God's people. Have been bit by these fiery serpents and they are spiritually numb. They've been bit. That venom has traveled throughout their system. Now they're numb to the things of God. Beware of the snakes. They're ready to strike all the time. And they're ready, and they do so, they can immobilize you in an instant. That is spiritually. Beware of the snakes. Acts chapter 28, following the shipwreck. Paul, again, 276 passengers upon that ship arrive on land. Paul is gathering wood to build a fire. The reason he's doing that is to help others, to be of comfort to them. So what he's doing is he is serving. He's doing a good work. When all of a sudden, without any warning, a venomous snake quickly latches hold of his arm, striking him. He's in the midst of doing a good work, and he's bit by a poisonous snake. Don't think that just because you're doing a good work that makes you immune from the snake. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they can strike at any time. Beware of the snakes, which is sin. When they strike, again, their venom can spread through your entire system and do so very quickly. And though they can be anywhere, there are the places where you know they are. Now, they can be anywhere. But if you know, I know that over there, there are poisonous snakes. Well, you're a fool if you go over there. You don't have a whole lot going for you upstairs if you intentionally go into a place of poisonous snakes. And yet God's people do it all the time. You can expect to find poisonous snakes in the woodpile of carnality. You can expect it. They're there. You hang around that woodpile, you're going to get bit. They're in the woodpiles of humanism. They're in temptation. You do not put yourself in a position where you're going to be tempted. That's like settling in with the poisonous snakes. Not too wise. And don't be surprised if you do that, if you get bit. Well, I didn't mean to get bit. Well, I imagine you didn't. But you were pretty foolish going to the place where you knew they were. Worldly companionships, there's poisonous snakes there. They're there. Notice Proverbs 23. We read these verses without getting off on the subject that's addressed. But in Proverbs 23, verses 31 and 32, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. In other words, it seems harmless. It's talking about that wine, alcohol. It looks harmless, but at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. There are certain places and things that you can expect to find poisonous snakes. Don't play with the snakes. Don't play with the snakes. Even if it looks like it's harmless. I mean, when we lived in Kentucky, it was, I say 8 foot, it was probably like six, but it was big. A snake up in the rafters, and called someone, and they said, "Oh, it's just a chicken snake. It won't, can't hurt a thing." I don't care what kind of snake it is. It needs to go. Needs to go. Yes, it may be harmless. It may appear harmless. And there's a lot of things that appear harmless. Beware of the snakes. Keep your distance from their common lurking places. Again, they can be anywhere. But there are places where they are, and you know they're there. Keep your distance. How many parents allow their children to play with these fiery serpents? By the way, that's child abuse. You let your children play with poisonous snakes, that's child abuse. And yet, many of God's people allow their children to play with fiery serpents. I'm talking spiritually, of course. How many parents send their children off to snake-infested areas and even pay for them to go there? Well, that's sad. And then act surprised when their children are snake-bitten. I don't know why you're surprised. What did you expect? Well, they know better, and they you don't send your children in the snake-infested areas. You wouldn't do it for literal snakes, and we're talking about snakes that are far more poisonous, far more deadly than a poisonous snake that slithers through the grass. God help us to beware of the snakes. Don't play around the areas where you know they lurk. Be careful. Be careful at all times. They can be anywhere. So what are we to do when we're bit by one of these fiery serpents? And we have been bit many times, and we'll be bit again. What are we to do? When one of these fiery serpents strike, don't ignore it. If you're out walking in a field somewhere and a poisonous snake bites you, you're not going to ignore it. Don't ignore it and go on. It's deadly. When one of these fiery serpents strike, don't pretend it didn't happen. It did happen. Don't pretend it didn't. Don't pretend that you're better than you are. Don't pretend that everything is okay. You've been bit by a serpent that has deadly venom. Things are not okay. And don't let anyone else tell you that it's okay. You get bit by a snake, you're going to have your best friend next to you. You get bit by a rat and they say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. I'm sorry, I'm not going to listen. And there'll be plenty of people that tell us, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. It's not okay. You've been bit by a snake. It's not okay. When one of these fiery serpents strike, do not seek the snake oils of man. Do not seek the snake oils of religion. It will not help. You need something else. And there is a remedy. And it is a God remedy. There is a God provided healing, a God provided restoration and cleansing and recovery. And in our text, the snake bitten are exhorted to behold the serpent of brass upon a pole, a type of Christ. And when they did, there was life. There was healing. And it's still so today. There is healing in Jesus Christ. That is still the answer today. That was the answer when the Lord saved our soul. And He is the answer after we are saved. Jesus Christ. So when the fiery serpent strikes, look immediately, without any delay, to Jesus Christ. Because that's where healing is. You look to Him. And in Him there is power greater than the serpent and power greater than the serpent's venom. The venom of sin is powerful. It's taken down the human race. It's ruined creation. It's powerful. But Jesus Christ is more powerful than the venom of sin. And when we're bit by one of these serpents, we need to look to Jesus Christ. Because in Him is healing greater than the sickness that the venom may cause. In Him is rest greater than the restlessness and the pain that the venom may cause. He's the remedy. He's always been the remedy. Again, He was the remedy in our salvation. He was the remedy of the curse. And we're not immune to these serpents. They bite. And we're going to get bitten. The very moment it takes place, we're to look to Him. Don't allow the venom to spread through your entire system. That's deadly. It's deadly. It's not wise. It's foolish. And when you begin, that's all you can think about. You get angry or bitter, and you start losing sleep. Don't you see that venom has traveled to your brain? And it's driving you insane. You better look to Christ, because it'll ruin your life, that venom. Jesus is the only remedy against the venom of sin. Oh, that we may always beware of the snakes. They can strike at any time. But thanks be unto God, there is a remedy. And when sin strikes in our life, we need to realize the remedy is Jesus Christ. Don't allow that venom to get into your system and begin to tear down your existence. That's what this venom does. Beware of the snakes. Don't play with sin. Stay as far away from it as you possibly can. Don't be a fool and play with something far more powerful than you. And these snakes, they're powerful. You can strike at any time. It's shameful sometimes. We can be worshiping God, and all of a sudden a sinful thought just flashes through our mind. God help us. And we've all been there. And many times you don't even know where it came from. Where in the world did that come from? It's one of those fiery serpents. Look to Jesus immediately. Lord, help me. I've been bit. Help me. And there's recovery in Jesus Christ. Again, you do not find recovery in the snake oils of religion, but only in Jesus Christ. You don't find recovery in a numbered step program. Recovery is in Jesus Christ. Always has been. And I'm just glad that you and I, though we live amongst fiery serpents, and yes, we're going to be bit, I'm just glad that we know where the remedy is. And if we know where the remedy is, then we're foolish if we don't go there, if we do not seek that remedy. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.